This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
IRS impeachment hearings. The former head of the IRS, the current head, David Einstein, will be covering that coming up. Also, the race war prep they're pushing in Charlotte and other areas. He's going to be breaking that down. If I was him, I'd get back into Obama calling for global government yesterday. I played it the first hour and saying we have to give up our sovereignty to get with the times. Boy, talk about advertising for a job as the head of the UN. So much more. Nightly news tonight. 7 o'clock Central, Infowars.com/show to find all the details. The Nightly News is subscriber. People to see it first. $5.95 a month. 20 people can use the same username and passcodes. We have our own platform that's harder to censor. And then the next day we put up about 90% of the material on YouTube and other platforms. But the point is we have to have our own platform. And so people that are members are paying it forward. They are. People say, well, why should I pay if it's free? That's the whole point. It's an honor to pay to have it in higher quality, first, live, special reports, all my films, so much more, and then help us put it out for free to wake people up. It's a war. I know most of you get that, but some of you don't. We need your prayers. We need you to spread the links. We need you to buy the products. They're great products to begin with, because this is how we build our own economy, the globalist own control. 20% off Secret 12, incredible vitamin B12, take it under the tongue. Right now, 20% off Super Male Vitality. I'm extending that and Super Female Vitality. 888-253-3139 is the toll-free number to call if you'd like to order over the phone, or InfoWarsLife.com for the nutraceuticals. InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site where you find the thousands of items. Let's go ahead and talk to Maggie and then Cindy. Maggie in Georgia, thanks for calling.
Hey, am I on?
Yes, ma'am. Thanks for holding.
Oh, that's awesome. What's up, Alex Jones? Okay, so I was calling about the Hillary thing. So I think that, that pneumonia that they made up just for her? I think it's going to come back, and this time it'll magically flip-flop back to contagious, so she'll have to call in. Like, if it goes through, if the debate happens, I think that's what's going to happen. I don't think she'll physically be there.
Well, that's certainly in the cards. That's the last lie they pulled. I mean, she's been having these problems for years. It's clearly not pneumonia. I just don't see how she can be there when she can't stand up for a 90-minute debate. What do you think?
See, I would think that the more nervous you are, that it would be kind of impossible to, the symptoms would get worse. I think that's just kind of how it works, isn't it? But,
I'm not a neurologist, but I know that stress is associated with when you have epileptic or different neurological problems associated with convulsions, that it's a big contributor, yes.
Yes, but it is very scary because, I hope it's something like that versus something like you're talking about, like false flag or anything like that, because, it is kind of scary because I wouldn't put anything past these people.
Boy, I know this, 47 days out from the election and all hell's breaking loose worldwide. And we're all in this together. Maggie, God bless you. Take care. I want to ask every listener, spread the word about the broadcast. People are ready to be woken up right now. And the censorship's coming in. And the global government's being announced. And Obama's announcing we got to join the New World Order. And because it's liberal, it's a quote, liberal New World Order. People are ready to hear the truth now. And I want to commend those fighting in the wilderness for decades. But now is the time to put all sail on, on these masts and go as fast as we can. Let's talk to Cindy in the PA. We got about a minute and a half. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Alex. I just think it's ironic they're having this during a Monday night football game.
They hope that would compete with it, but instead it isn't mattering. It's going to hurt the stupid football instead. Go ahead.
But what if they were to have a false flag event at the football game, nerve gas, a bomb, like these jihadis, something go off, and they have to break away from the debates to go cover the football game?
Canceling the debate. No, I agree. That is exactly the type of crap they could pull. Here's the deal. We're about to find out. Good point, Cindy. Go ahead.
One other thing. I've been a Prison Planet subscriber for years and years.
Thank you.
And they've been knocking you off streams left and right for the last month. I used to get you on 4 streams. Now I can only get you on pop-up. They've knocked you out on 1, 2, 3, and 4.
Well, ma'am, we'll investigate that. Anytime there's a problem with it, we'll work on it. Thank you all for your support. God bless you. Sorry I got to cut you short. David Knight is coming up out of the gate. Stay with us.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Offer not valid in all states and where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Honey, I'm really worried about our retirement funds.
Oh, me too. We lost so much value in the recession in the stock market. I'm worried we won't have enough to retire.
Jim next door told me that he had set up a new kind of IRA with the Gold Silver Group. He said how simple and safe it was. It's a private storage IRA, and we could have real gold and silver in our hands.
Really? You mean we can actually see it and touch it?
Absolutely. Jim said we could have all the benefits of an IRA to help build our retirement income. Bottom line, we would own a real tangible asset, and we would have the security of knowing we're protected no matter what the economy does. What do you think?
I think we need to find out how to get our own private storage IRA. We need to call the Gold Silver Group right now.
Are you ready to protect your future? Call 800-421-3432 now to find out how easy and safe it is to set up a private storage IRA with Gold Silver Group and find out how you can qualify for up to $700 in free silver. All transactions are privately delivered and fully insured. Please call us now. 800-421-3432. 800-421-3432.
The world is a dangerous place, not because of evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. On this fourth hour, I'm David Knight. We're going to continue taking the calls, especially the people who have been hanging on here for a while. Dave in Pennsylvania. David in Pennsylvania. Two different people from Pennsylvania. And Adam in New York. Stay with us. I'm going to get to you as soon as I tell people what's coming up this fourth hour, because we have a lot of news. You will not believe what they have done in New York with the person who's been charged with terrorism. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the hearings today on Capitol Hill about impeaching the IRS commissioner. We're going to also talk about the Syrian bombings. Now, you've heard a lot about the Syrian bombing of a relief convoy, but you haven't heard much about what happened over the weekend. And I think that's very, very interesting. Now, I talked about it Monday night on the nightly news. We had a caller talk about it on the fourth hour on Monday. We're going to talk about what happened there. We're going to talk about the ceasefire. And we're going to talk about Hillary Clinton's campaign having an Aleppo moment, just like Gary Johnson. And when we talk about how weak Hillary is, we got to remember, you know, just as last week, they were going on and on about Pepe the Frog, the cartoon character. That was the central focus of the Hillary Clinton campaign because they don't have anything to talk about. The lady is an obvious liar and a crook. She has no accomplishments that are positive. And so this week it's all about Skittles. Now they are attacking Donald Trump Jr. for a tweet that he put out on Skittles. And we're talking about the absolute absurd issues that they're bringing up with the Skittles stuff. He was fundamentally right, and we're going to tell you why when we get back to that. But I want to go first to our callers who've been holding for a long time. Let's go to Adam in New York. Adam?
Hi, David.
Hey, thank you for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, just want to talk really quick about the debates. I don't think currently, with everything that's going on, I don't think Hillary's going to make it unless something happens to where, you know, there's something that she can blame on Trump currently with the optics that she has, to use a Roger Stone term.
you talk about optics. I mean, what about her eyes going in different directions? I mean, you know, people joke about these elitists being lizards or whatever. I mean, she is turning full-blown Madagascar chameleon, okay, with the eyes moving in different directions. I tweeted out yesterday, my son actually came up with it. Lance said, Hillary for prison. And she had those prism glasses. But anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry. You don't think she's going to make it to the debates?
The only way she'll be there, unless she has something to grill him on, they can turn something. Like, you've already seen it with the bombings, how, you know, they try to turn on Trump and try to say, oh, it's Trump, he's a ISIS recruiter, and they try to blame it. They'll try to make that Trump-Putin connection.
Trump-Putin, yeah. they've conflated the two of them so much together that they've become one entity in the minds of the Democrats. Trump-Putin. Just sort of one word there. Yeah, go ahead.
So
sorry.
And then if she actually is there, if things go bad, I think previous caller alluded to it, I think they'll have some sort of false flag, something already in the can, some sort of catastrophe that they can literally, like they're cutting to a commercial, just bring that up, and if things start to look bad for Hillary.
Yeah, I can't see with her wiping her schedule for an entire 6 days. Okay, she's cleaned out her schedule to prepare for this debate, is what she's saying. Of course, it's trying to rest up and prepare physically. I can't see her not showing up. The only way that I would see this not happening is if they stage some kind of a false flag and say, well, you know, because of all this happened, we can't have the debate. I think she's going to be under a lot of pressure. I think it's going to be so damaging to her if she doesn't show up to the debate that it's going to be a major, major loss for her. That's the thing. Donald Trump isn't going to just say, well, gee, I'm really sorry she couldn't show up. He's going to hammer her with the fact that she's unable to even sit there or stand there for a debate. I don't really see how she can get away with that.
I just want to add really quick. I think just about her health, something that not a lot of people have talked about, I think there's a spiritual component there. You know, I don't know what it is. It's almost as if she's kind of sold her soul in a Crossroads deal or something, and now she's kind of paying the price with everything that we see her going through.
She signed that Faustian bargain, and she didn't look at the expiration date.
Now her contract expired just a little bit
before the election, didn't it?
Yep, her contract's just about up.
That's right. You know, some of the people there said, you know, maybe we ought to have Rand Paul look at her. And I said, you know, he's an ophthalmologist. If anybody could fix that problem or take a look at it and say, no, it's a neurological issue, he could. But I said, no, her real issue is a character problem. It's really a soul problem, as you point out. Thank you, Adam. Thank you for holding. Let's go to Dave in Pennsylvania. Dave, go ahead.
Am I on, Dave?
Dave in Pennsylvania. Yeah, we got a couple of different Daves, but this is Dave. We got a David, but this is Dave. Go ahead.
I'm Dave.
Okay, go ahead, Dave.
Okay.
Thanks for holding.
Yeah, here's what I think is going to happen. I don't think it really matters if she goes or not, because I really think they're going to hologram her. And because they've already back-planned everything that they're doing, if you could see that they're letting all the refugees in, the places that they're placing them around the country pretty much match up with the places that were leveraged by the money that we got from China. And what I think they're going to do is, they already said, you know, North Korea got, you know, backpack nukes. Why wouldn't they go ahead and blow that up? They leveraged the money already. And then,
well, I wouldn't be surprised if there's a false flag, but I don't think they're going to be able to get away with something like a hologram. Clearly, Donald Trump would have something to say about that. It's like, Hillary, you are the most transparent I have ever seen you. She's not been transparent. Actually, she is. She is, perhaps, she and Obama are the most transparently criminal people we have ever had in government. The most transparent liars we've ever had. Thank you so much, Dave. Let's go to David in Pennsylvania. Go ahead, David.
You're doing a fine job there today, and I was going to say, did you know that Joe Biden and Hillary Clinton's families are originally from the Scranton, Pennsylvania area?
I knew that about Biden, yeah.
And, well, Hillary Clinton is from that area, too, and I got an idea that after Trump landslides her in the November election, she then next year could run for the mayor of the city of Scranton.
There you go. do you think she could get elected dog catcher in Pennsylvania after shutting down all the coal mines?
Steamtown, and the reason why they call it Steamtown is because the politicians up there are full of hot air.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Yeah, I don't know if she could get elected dog catcher. If they come in and the two of them say we're going to completely shut down entire industries, they have absolute contempt for the American people. They not only want to replace our industries, they want to replace the American people. People in Germany have called it what it is. The great people replacement. We've seen this happen. As a matter of fact, in Germany, they referred to a famous quote in Germany from Bertolt Brecht. He was very disillusioned with the East German communists when they physically attacked workers who were striking for higher wages. It's like, come on, this is communism. You know, we should have $15 an hour minimum wage, right? Like Hillary and Bernie are pushing. So they were very disillusioned, and Brecht was disillusioned with that. And he says, well, we tried to change the government. Perhaps the government has decided that it is easier to replace the people. What is going on right now in the West is the great people replacement. They want to have compliant people who see the government as their benefactor, as their savior, precisely the sort of things that authoritarian governments have always wanted from the beginning of time. Plato's Republic. He wanted to make sure that nobody knew who their parents were. So he promoted a kind of over-the-top hedonism and promiscuity so that nobody even knew who their physical parents were. He wanted the state to be the parent. He wanted them to have no loyalty to any institution, especially the family. No institution other than the government. And that's what we see with our government. That's why they're so focused on giving free education, bringing in as many children as they can, anchor babies and so forth, and why they want to open up the borders to everyone in the world to come here. I mean, quite frankly, at what point does open borders and massive immigration that is totally uncontrolled in terms of numbers, in terms of who comes here, not being able to vet criminals, at what point does that become an invasion? I mean, why did we have the Cold War? I mean, the Russians and especially the Chinese, if they wanted to, they just could have walked into Texas in massive numbers and started voting for Chairman Mao for President of the United States. They didn't need to fight a Cold War or set up a Cold War or even have a hot war to try to take over a country. You just walk in and take it over with people. To say, we're here now, and we're going to vote. We're not citizens, but we're going to vote. We're going to have you give us money. We're going to take your jobs in the meantime. That is the issue. It is an invasion when it is not controlled, when you have absolutely no control, when you don't know who's coming in, when you are going to let in people who not only are hostile to your way of life, to your legal structure. I mean, these people coming in from the Middle East, many of them want Sharia law. You don't believe that? Look at the polls in France. A quarter of the women there want Sharia law. They want to have the burqa. They want to set up a theocracy. All these liberals who are so diligent about rubbing out every expression of religion, every exercise of religion anywhere in the country. They even have a society against the freedom of religion. You know, It's the expression of religion that is protected in the First Amendment. We specifically wanted a government that would not attack people on the basis of what religion they were. And yet the Muslims want exactly the opposite. You can see what happens in our close ally, Saudi Arabia, the people that Hillary goes to for money. The schools that she goes to tell them, hey, not everybody in America wears a bikini. We understand what you guys are about, soliciting money, soliciting support from these people. We know what Sharia is about. We know that Khan, Sharia Khan, I call him, the man that she had speak before she took the nomination. We know that he is promoting Sharia law. It is antithetical to everything this country stands for. They're trying to set up a theocracy with their religion. And so when people come here and they want to overthrow your legal structure, when they want to overthrow the Bill of Rights, why do we allow that? It's an invasion. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. We're going to cover some information about the IRS impeachment hearings. It's absolutely amazing when you stop and think about the fact that Nixon was impeached, but now we can't even impeach the minions who did are doing what he attempted to do and didn't even get started doing. We had an IRS commissioner at that time that shut it down. But before I get to the news on that, I don't want to get too deep in that before I let you know that we've got a couple of sales that we have extended, as well as our new free app. Let me tell you about the free app first. Last night when I looked on the Apple Store, I saw that we were trending as number 5 in the top 10 searches on the Apple Store. InfoWars was number 5. That was about 8 p.m. Central Time last night. It's a great app. If you haven't seen it, it does everything that our previous free app did, which was basically just that. That app actually just plays the radio program predominantly. This will go through and show you articles. It'll show you special reports. It'll let you choose between a video and an audio feed of the show. So it's a great app. Take a look at it. You can find it at the Apple Store, at the Android Play Store, and it is free. Now, if you want to support our operation, you want to support your health, at the same time, we have offered you some sales that are going to be expiring pretty soon, but we have now extended them for just a little while longer, another 24 hours by listener request for Super Male Vitality, 20% off at InfoWarsLife.com. Also, our ultra-powerful Secret 12 formula, that's our B12 formulation, is now 20% off as well at InfoWarsLife.com, and that is for a limited time only. Take a look at those. Look at the other products that are there. There are hundreds of reviews for each of these products, people who have bought them and used them. See what other people say about this. Do your own investigation. Things like vitamin B12 are very important for your health. And you can also see what is in Super Male Vitality, see what other people have said. And, of course, Tim Kennedy has talked about how that has been a game changer for him in his training as he's coming up to the mixed martial arts fight for, I think it's, I'm not sure what weight class it's in, but it's a championship fight, I believe, in Madison Square Gardens. He's a very serious trainer, and he said it made a huge difference in his training. Again, 20% off that and 20% off Super 12, our vitamin B12 formulation. Let's talk about the situation today, the hearings, about whether or not the IRS chief should be impeached. Now, The Hill says conservatives who back impeachment for the IRS commissioner, Koskinen, say that he hindered congressional investigations into whether the IRS unfairly scrutinized applications from conservative groups for tax-exempt status. Remember, Nixon was impeached because he tried to use the IRS to go after political enemies. Obama was not impeached when he used the IRS to go after a massive number of what he considered to be political enemies, the Tea Party. Okay? Now, they, in his defense, they say, well, Koskinen took the reins of the IRS several months after the 2013 controversy, okay? But he blocked the investigation. That's the point. The previous IRS commissioner under Nixon turned Nixon in. And Nixon was impeached. That's the way it should be done. But now we have a government that is rotted from the head down. You've got an executive who rules like a third world dictator, using the IRS against his political enemies. And everybody from Obama down to the IRS commissioner, down to the people who erased the tapes at the IRS, they all seem to get a pass. Now, there's another article on the Hill, a Republican. Jim Jordan, who is the House Freedom Caucus chairman, is pushing for this hearing. He said today that impeaching the IRS commissioner is the least that Congress can do. He says all we're asking is that this guy no longer hold this office. And in light of the pattern of facts, I think that is the least we can do. Absolutely, it's the least they can do. But, of course, you have these people in these bureaucracies that are permanently entrenched. We can never reduce the size of these regulatory agencies. The IRS was, I think, really the first example of what we've seen now, this pattern of tyranny that has multiplied to every agency. Just like the IRS essentially wrote the rules, you know, the Congress said, we're going to create a taxing agency, we're going to have an income tax here, and we're going to let you write and enforce the rules as you see fit. Now we have the EPA doing it. We have all these different regulatory agencies doing it. They are writing the law. It's no longer legislation being done by our elected representatives. For the most part, they're just raising money for their next election from people that they're going to do political favors for. That's how corrupt Washington is. It's become this Byzantine corrupt empire that's there. But these people are there forever. They are the legislators. Legislation without representation and taxation without representation. They decide how they're going to fine us. They come up with excessive fines. They say these are civil penalties, so you don't have any protection against excessive fines, and you don't have the assumption of innocence before found being found guilty. And, of course, when we look at what the IRS did, destroying evidence that we don't have it, you would be in jail just like the people who violate national security would be in jail if they did what Hillary Clinton did with the emails.
Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free, so call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A-plus with the Better Business Bureau, Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this Wednesday, September 21st, 2016. I'm David Knight, and this is our final half hour of the show. I want to talk to you about how we clown around with terrorism. I think nothing illustrates this better than two articles back to back. First of all, teens are charged with terroristic threats after creepy clown abduction posts on Facebook. This is a story from RT. They say four teenagers in Georgia have been charged with making, quote-unquote, terroristic threats after allegedly posting Facebook messages threatening to abduct children while dressed as clowns. They say this is in the wake of a craze of creepy clown sightings. It's prompted police to establish if any real threat exists among the hoaxes, okay? Now, this is very likely some immature teenagers who think it's really funny to dress up like clowns and scare people. This has been going around for quite a while. They make some statements on Facebook. I don't know if they were serious or not. But if they were, it is not terrorism. First of all, they didn't do anything to anybody. This is some postings on Facebook. But they were charged now, arrested with terrorism. Two 18-year-olds from Georgia, a 17-year-old from Alabama, arrested for terroristic threats. Now, hold that in your mind. Oh, also a 16-year-old as well, okay, arrested for terroristic threats. Two 18s, one 17-year-old, and a 16-year-old arrested for terrorism because they get on Facebook and talk about how they're going to abduct people dressed as clowns. Probably a joke. Meanwhile, here's the joke that the government plays on us. The guy who really is a terrorist in New York, who really did put bombs out and move one up, okay, is not charged with terrorism. Not charged with terrorism. They charged him with bombing today. They charged him with property destruction. He blew up a dumpster. And the use of weapons of mass destruction, but not with terrorism or material support as was expected. You see? The FBI can't even say Islamic terrorism. Forget about the fact that Obama and Hillary can't put those two words together, Islamic terrorism. The FBI won't even do it. And it's amazing because this is precisely what we saw Comey did with Hillary Clinton. Lays out the felonies that she committed, the multiple felonies that she committed, and then comes out and says, but it'd be crazy to charge her that way. So I guess you got somebody that plants bombs around the city and explodes one of them, then it would be crazy to charge him with terrorism, especially when he considers himself to be an Islamic terrorist. They point out, even in The Guardian, they say, the charges that were filed in federal court suggest the investigators were unable to connect Rahami to a terrorist group, though the documents quote a journal on his person referring to jihad and to prominent jihadi figures. He was an Islamic terrorist, folks. They know it. They find he's got literally a smoking bomb and the journal that talks about jihad, but they won't call it terrorism. And I think this is interesting because, again, this is the wiggle room that we saw with Comey in terms of letting Hillary Clinton off. And Comey, as I've pointed out before, has a very, very long history, just as Loretta Lynch does with the Clinton crime family. They let Sandy Berger off. The two of them were looking at Sandy Berger when he went into the National Archives as the 9/11 Commission was looking into what the Clintons knew about terrorism in the wake of the 9/11 investigation. There was some stuff there. We don't know what it was. They didn't want anybody to see it, so they sent in Sandy Berger, who had been part of their national security team. I think he was head of it. He goes in and gets the documents, stuffs them in his clothes, walks out and then destroys those documents, and nothing happened to him. And the people who were running the prosecution on that one were the same people that didn't run the prosecution on Hillary Clinton either. And so when we look at this, I'm just absolutely stunned to see this. And yet they say, like he gave her the wiggle room to say, well, there wasn't any intention of criminal action on Hillary's part when they deliberately erased all these emails, as we see now with the information coming out of Reddit, with her IT guy who continually took the Fifth Amendment. But he was on Reddit asking people for help in terms of erasing traces of anything that he had done for a VIP person. And as we know, that they used bleach bit, which is not just erasing the information, but completely eradicating any chance of recovery. It's a hardcore cover-up. You know, kind of like taking a hammer and smashing your device, that type of stuff, which we also found out about them. But in the same way that the FBI covered for Hillary Clinton and said, well, there wasn't any intention in this, when there really was, and we know that now, they come in and they say, well, he wasn't connected to a terrorist group. Come on, these are the people who tell us after every single terrorist attack that it was a lone wolf terrorist. And yet, this guy is not going to be charged with terrorism because he wasn't connected to a group. Really? Really? You serious? He thinks he's part of a group. He thinks he's part of ISIS. ISIS thinks he's part of ISIS. We think he's... I don't know. Maybe, you know, it is suspicious. Even The Guardian says, why would he put the bomb in a dumpster? That's something to think about. Because at the time these bombings were going off, folks, just before it happened. We had a massive bombing that was being done by Obama, and I talked about this Monday night. I talked about it in depth, and I'm not going to go in that much detail. I said Obama, the mad bomber of Syria. We had an article on Monday from Syrian Girl how the U.S. became ISIS's Air Force. Remember, we had people saying back in 2013, look, we don't want to get involved in the Syrian war. We don't want to be al-Qaeda's Air Force, which is what they all knew the U.S. government wanted to do. Well, that's exactly what we did this last weekend. There was a military base in Syria that was protecting a city that was there. And they had amassed a lot of troops. They had amassed 1,000 elite Syrian commandos at this long-term military, Syrian Army military base. It had been a military base for the Syrian Army for a long time. As they amassed 1,000 elite Syrian commandos there, the U.S. Air Force began striking that base and killed 80 Syrian soldiers, wounded 100. That's what the Romans would call decimation, killing 1 out of 10. Okay, which they, I guess, if you look at the total casualties there, dead and wounded, it's almost 20% that they got out of that force. So what has happened now? ISIS has now taken control of that base because we operated and did that for them. And that attack went on for 20 minutes until Russia contacted the UN as well as the U.S. and said, hey, you violated the ceasefire. You need to stop this. Now that city that the army base was protecting, a city of 200,000, is now under threat of an ISIS invasion. That happened over the weekend. You didn't hear anything about that, did you? That happened a little bit before these bombings in New York, where the bomb was put inside a dumpster. But to follow up on that, we had a U.S. coalition that was delivering aid to Syrian refugees inside Syria that was attacked. Now, they say that there was no air force in the area except for Russian and Syrian planes. Russia has come back and said, and this is from Reuters, Russia says U.S. drone was in an area where a U.N. convoy was struck in Syria. So they say, it wasn't a plane, it was a drone attack. The Russian spokesman said that Western allegations that Moscow was responsible were an attempt to distract attention from the U.S.-led coalition's bombing of Syrian soldiers that I just told you about Saturday in Syria. And they were very specific about it. They said on the evening of September 19th, in that specific region, a drone belonging to the International Coalition had taken off from the Ingerlik Air Base in Turkey, was flying at a height of 3,600 meters and traveling about 200 kilometers per hour. So the Russians are saying it wasn't our planes, it was a drone attack. Nevertheless, this is what is going on in Syria. When we talk about the humanitarian crisis, you have to understand that in the past, we have always given aid. The United States has given more aid than anybody else. We've taken more refugees than anybody else has in this particular situation as well. Unfortunately, most of the time when we give aid, it gets stolen by the kleptocrats that run the country. But we can still, if we are careful, we can still aid people in that country. In this particular case, this case is different from many of the refugee cases that we've seen, in the sense that we are the ones who started this war and who continue this war, as we just saw this last weekend, being the Air Force for al-Qaeda. Now, this ceasefire apparently has fallen to pieces, and they're going to use that as an excuse to bring more people into this country from Syria and from other Islamic countries. People who have seen their country destroyed by what they believe are American bombs, American drones, and case after case. And I want to look at what happened on Morning Joe with Hillary's campaign manager. This is Robbie Mook, and he goes on to the Morning Joe show, Joe Scarborough. And they ask, what is the plan to deal with ISIS? And so she doesn't have a plan because, again, they started this. They started it going all the way back to Libya. But we've seen time and again the U.S. training, transporting troops there, training the troops, equipping the troops, and now acting as their air force. They want to keep this going. They want the chaos because that is the excuse for the Islamification of the U.S. Now, Mook says, well, in contrast to Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton, this is Hillary Clinton's campaign manager on the show, has released a clear and decisive plan to defeat ISIS, and they called his bluff on it. They pressed him further for specifics about Clinton's thoughts on Syria, and he repeatedly dodged and referred questions to Clinton herself. He says, again, I think you're going to have to ask her that question. Well, if she had a clear and decisive plan, don't you think that her campaign manager would be able to explain that? You know, if somebody asked me what Donald Trump's health care plan was, I could tell you very specifically what it is. I've looked at it. I'm not his campaign manager. I'm a voter, okay? I want to know what these people say they're going to do about particular issues. So here's her campaign manager keeps putting out these talking points that she has a clear, decisive plan to defeat ISIS and Trump doesn't, and yet he cannot provide any details, and he continually says, no, I can't tell you. You'd have to talk to her about that. Okay? At which point, even Joe Scarborough, these people love Hillary Clinton. They hate Donald Trump. And Joe Scarborough says, we love you, buddy, but why are you here? What are you here for? If you can't explain her clear, decisive plan, even though we love you and we love Hillary, why are you here? Okay? And they go on and actually make the comparison, the obvious comparison, to the Aleppo moment that Gary Johnson had. Scarborough likened it to the Aleppo moment. And he says, well, you've been saying that Donald Trump won't tell us what the policy is here, but you're not telling us what the policy is. That's a co-anchor, Willie Geist. So we see yet again the emptiness of the Hillary Clinton campaign. And I think nothing illustrates this better than the things that they've chosen to focus on. As I pointed out earlier in the show, I want to talk about Skittles today, because that's what Hillary Clinton wants to talk about. You know, last week it was all about Pepe the Frog. Look, they tweeted out this meme that had Donald Trump and Pepe the Frog and Alex Jones, and that was just horrible. See, they are really deplorable. You know, Pepe the Frog and Alex Jones, I mean, that's just awful. And Donald Trump Jr. is on there, and he retweeted that, and so did Trump's other son, Eric, and so forth. Well, after talking about Pepe the Frog last week, now this week it's all about Skittles. Why are they talking about it? Well, if you haven't seen this little tempest in a teapot that the Democrats create, and why do they do this? Why do they focus on Skittles and cartoon characters week after week? It's because they have nothing to talk about, just like they don't have a plan for Syria. They don't have a plan to stop ISIS. They want to keep that going. And she doesn't have a plan for anything. She has absolutely no accomplishments. If you want to believe that she didn't deliberately set the Middle East on fire, if you want to believe that she didn't deliberately go in and take out Muammar Gaddafi and brag about it, then she is incredibly incompetent. But she's a liar and a criminal. I tend to believe that she did it on purpose. Okay, but when we look at the refugee situation, the tweet that was put out by Donald Trump Jr., was one that's been around for a while. He just retweeted this meme about immigration. You can see it right there on the screen. You know, if I had a bowl of Skittles and I told you that three of these Skittles would kill you, would you take a handful? He says, that's our Syrian refugee problem. And they went ballistic. That's all the left can talk about now is the Skittle thing. We've got The Hill saying that today, Luis Gutierrez, a Democrat congressman from Illinois, big open border guy, brought in a bag of Skittles to a House hearing today. He ate the Skittles as he mocked Donald Trump. And he said, I really love Skittles because, as you see, they come in orange and yellow and red and purple, all the different colors. They all come together in a bag, kind of like a rainbow. Isn't that wonderful? The diversity of Skittles. And he goes, every now and then I get a bad Skittle, but I don't ban them all because I get one, which I would say, well, you know, by bad Skittle, is that a Skittle that that killed you? a Skittle that would kill your family, like an explosive Skittle or something like that? He's missing the point completely. And yet, we also have NPR jumps in on it, too. This is the banality and the triviality, the way these people come after him. It's just so incredibly petty. NPR says Trump Jr.'s Skittles photo was taken by a former refugee, and it was used without his permission. Well, there's such a thing as fair use, and that applies to parody. It applies to political speech. And what it shows, of course, is that their first instinct is to censor people. Take that down. I don't want you putting that up there. That was a photograph I took of a bowl of Skittles. high artwork there. I mean, who can take a picture of a bowl of skulls? Anyway, that's his picture. He doesn't want it used. But you know what? He can't really do anything about it because it's fair use. As I said before, parody, political speech, we don't let you copyright that type of stuff. But here's the key one, I think, and this is from The Hill. Stuart Shapiro, who is a contributing editor, he said the Skittles tweet shows what Trump Jr. doesn't get about the refugee risk. Actually, this editorial shows what the left doesn't get about the refugee problem and what it's doing to our country. Okay, so he says, putting aside the offensive nature of comparing human beings to poison candy and the possible Nazi origins of the meme, always going back to calling people Nazis if you don't agree with them. Three tactics, okay? Call people Nazis, censor them, call them racist, call them deplorable, okay? But he says, while we have no way of reliably estimating what percentage of any group of individuals would possibly attempt a terrorist attack, it is clearly much lower than 1%. Think about that. He says, we don't have any way to reliably estimate it, but it's got to be lower than 1%. Really? Well, then, if you have no way of reliably estimating this, then what you just said about it being less than 1% is just total nonsense. Shapiro. What's his name? Yeah, Stuart Shapiro. Stuart Shapiro, your sentence is totally illogical, okay? Take the German estimate, for example, okay? They thought it's less than 1%. They said, we let in 500,000 people, and folks, we think 500 of them might be violent jihadis. That's 0.1%. That's 1 in 1,000. Is that the chance that we should take? Who decides that we should take that chance? I wasn't asked. Our elected representatives weren't asked. You are going to be asked on this election, November 8th. You're going to be asked if you want to take that 1 in 1,000, or maybe it's 1 in 100 chance. Say you don't want to take it.
Is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic and extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
What's up, Ty?
back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. In this last section here, I want to talk about the reality behind the Skittle Bowl meme. But before we do, real quickly, I want to remind you that we have a new InfoWars app. Of course, we had an app before where you could listen to the radio program. You can still do that, but you can also now watch in HD. You can also get the latest news and headlines free of the distortion of mainstream media. And, of course, the app is doing very well. You can find it at Apple's App Store, Android Play Store, or you can go to InfoWars.com/app. Now, that is absolutely free. And for our listeners, we have also extended a couple of our sales. We've extended for 24 hours by listener request Supermail Vitality for 20% off. You can find that at InfoWarsLife.com. Also, our ultra-powerful Secret 12 formulation, that's our vitamin B12 formula in liquid format. You can get that now 20% off at InfoWarsLife.com, and that is also for a limited time. So those two specials we have, 20% off Supermail Vitality and 20% off Secret 12, our B12 formulation, you can find at InfoWarsLife.com. We thank you for supporting us. That's why we offer these sales, and that's what keeps our operation going. That's how we fund our operation. That's how we give you things like the free app and the free content. Now, going back to this article that I was just talking about, he goes on in this editorial condemning Donald Trump Jr. for using this analogy. If you got a bowl of Skittles and I tell you that three of them are going to kill you, would you just take a handful and start eating them? Okay, that comes down to the essence of, do we know who is coming into this country? And quite frankly, we saw the State Department admit that they don't know. Washington Examiner says Islamic State terrorists are trying to pose as refugees, admits the State Department. Okay, the State Department says, well, and this is on Fox and Friends, I wouldn't debate the fact that there's a potential for ISIS terrorists to try to insert themselves. We'll see that in some of the refugee camps in Jordan, and we also see it in Turkey, where they try to insert themselves into the population. But he says, well, the vetting process, yes, it's not perfect, but it's very, very stringent. It could take up to 2 years for a single refugee to make it into the country, and I would call total BS on that. Look, folks, they don't have to go through that. They can come through the open borders. That's just for the people that they fly in, if that is even true. How do they vet these people? What is this stringent process based on? What do they know about these people in these countries, in these war-torn countries? Do they even know what country they come from? Do they know what their political background is? I don't believe they do. Neither does the Texas governor. Governor Abbott today, as Alex pointed out earlier in the broadcast, has said that we're not going to take any more refugees if we don't get some indication that security demands are being met. They say the Obama administration has announced a new goal of resettling 110,000 refugees in the U.S. in the coming year, including an unspecified increase in the number from Syria. Texas said that unless Washington unconditionally approves the state's new plan to control placements in Texas by September 30th, the agency will exit the program. We would not be the first state to do this. They say Texas would join Kansas and New Jersey in withdrawing state participation in the refugee program over the federal government's vetting procedures to screen out potential terrorists. Governor Abbott said the letter was sent in response to the Office of Refugee Resettlement's unwillingness to approve the state's new refugee plan, which would require national security officials to ensure that the refugees do not pose a security threat to Texas. Governor Abbott said empathy must be balanced with security. You understand that? They just say, hey, go ahead, swallow this. We're not going to tell you what's in it. It's a perfect analogy. That's why they hate the Skittles analogy so much. One last thing that the guy said. He said, hey, the conservatives are getting real upset about this, but they don't really care about global warming. Let me tell you something. Global warming hasn't killed anybody, okay? We haven't had any attacks from global warming. You can't even prove global warming. Look at what happened when Hillary passed out. Nobody could even agree what the temperature was in New York City. That's the nonsense that climate change is based upon. Join us tonight for the InfoWars Nightly News, 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.